It's Helping Hand, weekly feature, HBR1 stations, Friday afternoons. Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to the disabled and to other folks in need. I'm Dave Lawrence. Thank you for listening. This week, After School All-Stars. After School All-Stars provides after-school programs that keeps kids safe, and oftentimes kids that could end up in a bad place. We actually learned about them when the Special Olympics Hawaii were our guests, and they shared how the kind folks at After School All-Stars offer really significant companionship and educational support. We are welcoming After School All-Stars now with Kaipo Hanakeawe, After School All-Stars site coordinator at YNI Intermediate, and Maria Glidden, After School All-Star Site Coordinator at Nanakuli High School and Intermediate. Aloha, Maria and Kaipo. Thank you so much.
Aloha.
Thank you for having us.
You are very welcome. Explain what After School All-Stars is.
After School All-Stars, like you said, we're an after-school program for the middle school and intermediate school students. All of our different sites are actually based within the different schools, and we have 7 here on Oahu, 3 on the Big Island. Part of our mission is that we provide comprehensive programming, so it's not just about helping them with homework or tutoring. We also have sports or enrichment, such as art, cooking, dance classes. And actually, thanks for mentioning our partnership with Special Olympics Hawaii. That's actually something they're really, really proud about. And Kaipo can maybe tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, we started a project with the Special Olympics Hawaii called Project Unify. So that's what partners up students with intellectual disabilities, with students that do not have intellectual disabilities. Promoting inclusion teaches acceptance to our students that don't have intellectual disabilities. Then it also teaches students that do have intellectual disabilities, that they are just as capable as other students to explore other options, other activities, to be a part of things that are going on after school. Man, Special Olympics Hawaii is such a great partner because they have great programs.
You make a valuable point, and that is it's not just parents of a child who has an intellectual disability or parents of a kid in the general education. As Kaipo just pointed out, this is an incredible way to shape your own kid to have values that can carry on through their life because of the acceptance of all kinds of disabled people that will come from that nurturing.
Absolutely. The way I see it is we're all about embracing differences. Us being different, the students being different from each other, that's a beautiful thing. Those differences, that's what makes us who we are as a community. It's like being part of an awesome potluck. Like everybody brings their best dish to the potluck. And that's the exact same thing as when everybody brings their strengths and weaknesses, their uniqueness, their differences. Man, what an amazing group of students we have that we could do some amazing things with as we celebrate everyone's differences.
You've got it down, brother. I love listening to you talk. That's inspiring. In terms of people thinking, wow, this is great. Is there any cost for my child to participate?
It's a good question. We're very, very happy that we have a lot of support in the community from different organizations, as well as a few grants from the federal government, as well as here locally. So everything that we do is absolutely free for the students that we serve. What we do in After School All-Stars is bring different opportunities for these students that they may not be able to do, whether it be a time thing where their parents wouldn't be able to bring them to different places to do them, or a cost thing. We're just very, very fortunate that we have such great support and we're able to do it for free for these kids.
When do these activities take place?
All of our After School All-Star sites are actually on the school campus. Mm. So for us specifically at YNI Intermediate, school will get out at 2:15. At 2:30, we serve all of our students a snack. From there, they go to study hall or homework hour. And then from there, they get to participate in whatever class, sport, or enrichment that they choose, everywhere from tackle football all the way down to cooking, cheerleading, dance media, classes of that sort. And that normally happens to around 5:30. So it's a little bit different for each site. Because it's on campus, they just stay right there at school. So it's all about working with the school to make a seamless transition from the school day into the after school hours.
If folks are interested in getting this into their school, is it a matter of contacting the school or do they come to your organization?
I think either way would probably work.
It could also be teachers who realize the incredible value. It's almost a tool for them because they got to work with the kids. So if something like this is grooming kids to be even more considerate and more respectful, you can only imagine as a teacher, that would be the kind of element you'd want in your school.
Oh, big time. After School All-Stars is absolutely a big deal for the teachers, and teachers are probably some of our best advocates.
Right.
The students who participate in our program, they're always doing things that prove to the teachers that being part of the after school program changes things for them. So, like you said, having respect during the school day, being held accountable for their behavior as well as their schoolwork. Part of the students being a part of our program is that they have mentors after school that look at their grades and, do you really need help with math? Do you need help with English? English. So that's why having these mentors after school, which are our staff and volunteers, teachers recognize that the after school program makes a huge difference. So a lot of teachers actually volunteer with us or are teaching a class for us after school. So it's also a tool for the teachers to get better relationships with their students and other students as well.
You just pointed out something else pretty important is that whole peer pressure can be a phenomenally destructive element throughout one's life, apparently. It's not just something that you see kids succumbing to or being pressured by, but what you're pointing out is an opposite effect can happen. You can create a powerful form of positive peer pressure.
Yeah, absolutely. All of our after-school all-star schools at this point are in Title I communities. The students who are in after-school all-stars at Waianae Intermediate, I know exactly what they would be doing if they were not in after-school all-stars, and it would be nothing positive. They would be across the street, and forgive me for being blunt, but they would definitely be getting involved in activities that they should not be getting into, right. Trying drugs for the first time, forming unhealthy relationships with other people, just across the street even from our school. There's a lot of activity that happens in the trees and in the bushes, and that's not okay. So we are literally keeping kids off of the street. And then keeping kids off of the street, we're also imparting in them the courage or like empowering them to make positive decisions, and not just for themselves, but to share that with their friends and with their family also.
Yeah, it's really easy to have those bad influences. So other ways that volunteering, as we segue into how we can support you guys, obviously as a nonprofit, cash donations make a huge difference. In other ways that people can both volunteer to support the organization, potentially contribute tangible supplies, thinking about the general public who might have skills that they could bring to the table.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, donations are always welcome, like you said. I think probably one of the biggest ways that people could help us is we're always searching for new and interesting things for the kids to get involved with. Even if you know of an organization that would like to partner with us to bring that to our kids, like Special Olympics brought over that Project Unify program. There's maybe like something with video. Maybe even Hawaii Public Radio would like to partner with our organization and bring the kids out here. And we're always looking for volunteers. We have a few large events.
We definitely welcome volunteers that can come on a regular basis to serve as tutors, okay. As mentors. There's always space for quality people to come and volunteer. Mm-hmm. Again, everything that we do with our students is intentional. We want to make sure that we put the right volunteers in the right places. So if there's a volunteer that's like maybe just great at math, then there's always a place to help our students. So volunteering is something that is definitely needed on an ongoing basis, as well as having volunteers for the big events.
So if a company out there really liked what you guys are doing, they could sponsor a school, sponsor a whole island-wide.
Something that we do too is we have a lot of classes that rely on technology. So whether it be cameras, video equipment, sound equipment, computers, or even programs and applications, sometimes those things can be costly as well.
Agriculture and things that have to do with farming.
Yes, and we definitely have, I mean, gardening programs in several of our sites. So basically anything that kids would want to learn about, we always need supplies for them. We've had some companies come up to us and, you know, come with an idea. Like I said, we're always looking for partnerships.
We partnered this past semester with a company called the Hawaii Agricultural Foundation. So they came to Waianae Intermediate and Jarrett Middle School, and they actually taught our students about sustainable living, about how to plant their own food, vegetables, spices, those kinds of things. They actually also sponsored for executive chef and sous chef came to Waianae Intermediate School once a month and did a cooking activity with our students and after school all-stars. So that's a great partnership too. So there's so many ways that we could have people come and help.
Those are great examples. Here's how to get in touch with the organization. ASASHawaii.org. info@ASASHawaii.org. 734-1314. The full interview, the radio feature, all their contact information, and all of our previous Helping Hand guests and all their interviews and contact information very easily archived for you at hawaiipublicradio.org. I've had you guys on before, and the door is always going to be open. I think the partnership with Special Olympics is nothing short of humbling, incredibly inspiring, and I wish you a whole lot of luck for that, and I'm sure that there are a lot of people and families out there who are really grateful for their children being included, and on the other side, for all the great lessons that you teach other kids to be considerate and inclusive and non-judgmental, appreciative of all the faculties that you have. It's such a gift to help out other people who are facing challenges, so thank you for doing that. It's Kaipo Hanakeawe, After School All-Star Site Coordinator at Waianae Intermediate, Maria Glidden, After School All-Star Site Coordinator at Nanakuli High School and Intermediate. Thank you so much for being here and for all the good things that you're doing.
Thank you for having us, Dave.
Thank you very much.